I really feel like God wants to help us. Luke, the second chapter, one verse of Scripture, verse number 45. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Amen. And I like to preach or talk just a little while on the lost Christ. The lost Christ. Of all the wonderful things that happen in a childhood, of all the milestones that take place, as being a father and you being a parent, you know it's important, those things. That first time they walk, the first time they talk. We was talking last night, you know, if you're a hunter, some of the milestones is the first time they kill a deer, amen, with a gun. And then the first time Stephen killed his first deer when he was 8 years old, with a gun. And then he killed his first deer with a bow, an 8-point buck, when he was 14. And those were milestones. And wonderful things happen in our children's life that we take note of and we remember. It's just full of those milestones. And do you think Christ was any different? You think this little boy by the name of Jesus, you don't think there was a first time he walked? You don't think there was a first time he talked? You don't think that Mary and Joseph marveled? And really, mentally, they didn't have cameras like we do. They didn't have a tape recorder to record his first words. But don't you think they mentally, even in their mind's eye and in their mind's ear, restored that and kept it in their hearts? And it was such a thrilling thing to them. But you know, the Bible doesn't record any of those wonderful things that probably, most likely, happened in Christ's childhood. The only thing that's recorded about his childhood, amen, is found in the text here, or my text is found in this particular incident. The only recording, amen, of Christ's childhood when he was 12 years old, and they left him in the temple. And the Bible says, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. Now I wonder why that God had it in his divine will just to record this. I suppose that the reason why he had it recorded is because, as incredible as it sounds, it's so very easy to lose the Savior. Amen. I said it's so very easy to lose the Savior. Somebody shout amen. Even the most unlikely people have lost him and can lose him. Amen. Never let the preacher say, I'm a preacher and a minister of the gospel, and I'll never lose the Savior. Never let that come from the preacher's lips. Let not the elder say, I am a man of years of experience and spiritual maturity, and it'll never happen to me. I'll never lose Jesus. Amen. Let not the church worker, let not the evangelist, let not anyone ever say, amen, I'll never lose him, because as incredible as it sounds, it's so very easy to lose the Savior. Can you shout amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It even happened to Mary. Amen. Now, amen, let not those who have, amen, put her up to divinity, put Mary up to divinity and put a halo around her head, not think that those of us who have not put her in the, amen, in the Godhead as the fourth member, think that we do not love and care and think well of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Amen. She was a virgin. She was a pure woman. I believe she was a woman of character. Amen. What do y'all think about it? Amen. I think Mary was as pure, amen, as the driven snow. Amen. I don't believe God could have used her. Amen. I believe she was a chosen vessel. Amen. And Sister Shepherd, amen, up in northern Ohio said that many are called, but a few got frozen. Well, that ain't hardly how it goes, but I think it'll work. Amen. But Mary was called and chosen, and she was pure enough and had enough faith to believe God. And although I don't put a halo around her head, and I don't put her, amen, in the celestial, as it is one of those that we should pray to, but that doesn't mean I don't think well of her. Amen. But it even happened to Mary. Amen. Even Mary and Joseph lost the Savior. Amen. And what would we think, amen, that we could not lose him? Do we think, amen, we could not misplace him? It even happened to the most unlikely. Can somebody shout amen? I mean, nobody loved Jesus like Mary loved him. I mean, her arms and her hands were the ones, amen, that laid him in the manger. Amen. It was she, amen, who lingered the longest around the cross. Let me tell you, she loved him unlike anybody, amen, has ever loved him. She loved him unlike you, and she loved him unlike me. But in spite of her love for him, she lost him. Not only that, in spite of her supernatural experience, she lost him. I mean, she was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. And she conceived. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Just because we shout and speak in tongues at the highway of holiness doesn't mean that we're exempt from losing the Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now. Somebody said, I love him. It matters a little. That does not exempt us. I'm glad you love him. And I love him too. But I can lose him. Amen. Why? Because Mary lost him and she loved him. I can lose him in spite of speaking in tongues and having a supernatural experience. Why? Because Mary, she had a supernatural experience and she lost him. You see, as they traveled back from Jerusalem, amen, as far as I can read and understand, amen, it's sort of like it is today. The men traveled with the men and the women with the men. Women. They were all in the same caravan. They were all in the same company. Amen. But the women sort of congregated to the women and the men congregated to the men, sort of like we was doing at Frisch's last night. The men sat at one table and the women sat at the other. Amen. And as they traveled that day's journey, amen, after a while they come and they met together and amen, and they took inventory. Amen. Mary supposing him to be with Joseph and Joseph supposing him to be with Mary. Amen. But when they got together, amen, I could see Mary say, well, where's Jesus at? Amen. And Joseph would say, well, I thought he was with you, Mary. Amen. Where's he at? Amen. And they found out that they had lost the Savior. Will somebody shout amen? Oh, come on now. Amen. Jesus can be elbowed out. You know what? He can be elbowed out by other things. He can be elbowed out by other people. I mean, right in the house of God, we can put him in program over the move of God. Holy God of heaven. We can elbow him out by things. Amen. Time elbows him out often. Amen. Other people. Amen. We can be in the choices of companies. Amen. We can be among people who love God. Amen. I don't think there was probably anybody there among that company that did not love Jesus. Amen. They probably loved him. They knew it was Mary and Joseph's boy, and they probably liked him. Come on now. Amen. But still yet, amen, even among such grand company, it's still possible, amen, to lose the Savior. Amen. I know we're here at church this morning. I know we've been in meeting tonight. And I know you've been having a move of God at the highway of holiness. And the power of God's been moving. Amen. But I suspect, Brother L.L. Collins, that there's been some, in spite of being in this great company of witnesses, in spite of being among those that are like precious faith, there is some, amen, that has lost the Savior. Could you shout glory? Amen. Yes, amen. We can come to church and, amen, worry about how the service is going to go and lose him. Amen. We can speak his name, amen, and even talk about him. Joseph was probably telling tales to some of them boys. Oh, you ought to heard what Jesus was saying the other day. It was so cute. He might have told his friends that as they was walking in that caravan. But still, even speaking his name, he still did not know where he was at. Mary might have been talking about some cute thing he'd done to her friends. And amen. But still, speaking about him doesn't mean we're exempt from losing him. Somebody shout amen. Yes, he can be elbowed out. He can be elbowed out of our churches. Hallelujah. He can be politicked right out of our churches. He can be clicked right out of our churches. Holy God of heaven. Amen. I know it's late. Amen. And I'm already over time. Amen. But you hear me this morning. Amen. Jesus can be elbowed out by other people and other things. He can be elbowed out of our services. What grander thing than it is. Amen. Than a sinner to leave his pew. Amen. Praise God. To feel like praying. To feel like he wants to get closer to God. After all, what are we having church for? Amen. What are we congregating for? What are we preach the gospel for? Then to get sinners down to the altar. And if they come by the preached word, or if they come by a testimony, or if they come by a song, it makes little difference to God. And it should make little difference to us. Amen. Wanting to hear a sermon, sometimes we elbow the will of God out. In our fellowship meetings, in our youth rallies, giving everybody a turn, sometimes we lose the Savior in the midst of the chaos and in the midst of the confusion and in the midst of the protocol. Amen. We lose the Savior. Amen. Amen. I suppose this was also recorded that we could understand that it is possible to us to lose the Savior without even knowing that we have lost Him.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Samson wished not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. He shook himself. Amen. I got up and sung that song. He grabbed that guitar. He opened that Bible and he preached. Amen. As he did it other times, he shook himself. He didn't even know that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. Friend, it's possible for us to go to a holiness church, for us to even lift our hands and even stand with the song in the sermon and still have lost the Savior and not even know that we have lost Him. Thank you, Lord. I mean, Mary, that was the case with Mary. That was the case with Joseph. They didn't even know that he was lost. They went a whole day without even knowing that he was lost. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey and didn't even know that he wasn't in the company at all. Amen. Didn't even know that he wasn't in the program. He wasn't in the building project. Amen. He wasn't in the ceremony. Help me preach a little while, would you? Just a little while. I probably won't get to preach tonight. You know how Sunday nights are at the hallway of the holiness. Just let me get it in right here. Amen. Oh, one of the greatest mistakes that we'll ever make, amen, is taking the Spirit of the Lord and the presence of God for granted. Amen. And that's what they did. Amen. He had been there and it seemed like he had started with them, but he didn't even start with them. They left him behind and they took him for granted. They supposed that he was in the company. That's the greatest mistake that we can ever make, is take the presence of the Lord for granted. Oh God in heaven, help us. Amen. Amen. And even though they probably talked about him, amen, even though they went by his name and they went by the name of his parents, amen, they were relative to him, they were, amen, associated with him. If somebody would ask them the question, are you Jesus's parent, and they would say yes. Oh yes. They didn't, amen, they wasn't bashful. They, amen, they were glad, they were proud, amen, to be called his parents. Amen. But you hear me tonight, in spite of all that, amen, they didn't even know he was missing. They went a whole day's journey with it. Come on now. Oh glory to God. That's the reason I believe Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He got up in the morning to feel after him, make sure he's there. And then sometimes in midday, amen, he would do the same thing. Amen. And then before he'd go to bed at night, sometime in the evening, he'd feel after him. Why? Because Daniel didn't make the mistake that so many have made, taking the presence of the Lord for granted. Amen. We should feel after him often. Amen. Sometimes we think he's there, and sometimes we think, amen, we're doing the right thing and we're going the right way. Amen. But oftentimes we have left him back at Jerusalem and we went on our way. Help me preach a little while. And we've been so distracted and so preoccupied. Amen. With somebody shout amen. Just because you say your holiness, amen, doesn't mean, amen, that Jesus, amen, is right beside of you. Holy God of heaven. Huh? It's so easy to lose him. And you can lose him and not even know that you lost him. Amen. It took them 3 times as long to find him as it did to lose him. Amen. They went a day's journey. They discovered he was gone. Amen. And then they went back looking for him 3 days until they found him. Matter of fact, it even took a 4th day if you count getting back where they discovered that they had lost him. So in reality, 4 days wasted. 4 days gone by. Amen. Friend, let me tell you, it's so easy to lose him, but it's more difficult to find him again. It took them at least 3 times as long to find him after they lost him. I think the best thing to do is don't lose him. Amen. I mean, Joseph walked out. Amen. Are you here, son? Yeah, there you are. Amen. Come on now. If he wasn't there, go to Mary. Mary, where you at? Is Jesus with you? Yeah, okay. Amen. Check every once in a while. Examine yourself and see whether you be of the faith or not. Amen. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. I know you got a good pastor and there's good people here at the Highway of Holiness. Amen. But I want to check anyway. Amen. When Brother Collins quotes a scripture, I want to check it out. Amen. When he reads his text, I want to read along with him. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. Amen. It's so easy to lose our spiritual heritage. It's so easy to lose our holiness standard. I'm telling you, those Brother Collins would have to do is stop preaching it. Amen. We lose the standard of holiness that has been attained, amen, by the grace of God here at the Highway of Holiness, the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness. It's so easy to lose it. And let me tell you, once they're gone, amen, it's almost, I say almost, I leave room, it's almost impossible to regain it again. The odds are, Highway of Holiness, if you go early, you'll never be holiness again. The odds are you'll never come back to holiness. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Oh me, or shut up Latin or something. Amen. Oh, it's so easy to lose it. It's so natural. It's so convenient. I mean, it just, amen, it's a natural digression, if you will, amen, to lose our spiritual heritage. It's so easy to become dry. It's so easy to become dead. Amen. It's so easy, amen, to take for granted the spirit that we've enjoyed, amen, and not even know it's gone and be dead in our souls and have an emotional thing, amen, without a spiritual thing. Will somebody shout amen? It's so easy to lose a Savior. Amen. But it's so very difficult to gain him again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know, when they began to search for him, and you know, I have to give them credit, they did search for him. They loved him enough and was concerned enough, and they knew they needed him, so they began to search for him. But can you imagine what they was up against? It's the same way when we sit in a service and conviction is on us and we're supposed to be saved. And the preacher gives an altar call and the Lord's wanting us to come down that altar call, but we're afraid of what everybody else is going to think. Same thing. Amen. Don't you think it went through their minds? Some parents you are. You went a whole day's journey and left your boy. Huh? Come on now. What kind of people are you that would not keep track? Come on now. Amen. That's the way it is. You know it's the way it is. Amen. But in spite of that embarrassment, amen, they went back seeking him. Amen. When they discovered that he was missing, and he'd been missing the whole journey, but when they had discovered it, amen, they begin to look through the camp. They begin to search through the caravan. They begin to look through the company. Have you seen my boy Jesus? Have you seen my Jesus? Have you seen my Jesus? Amen. Have you seen my Jesus? I shouldn't have lost him, but have you seen my Jesus? Oh, friend, I'm telling you, I don't want to ever criticize, amen, somebody that'll run to an altar or crawl to an altar. Amen. I don't care what kind of name they have. I don't care how long they've been in church. Amen. I don't know. I don't care if they're a pillar of the assembly. Amen. I'll never want to criticize somebody, amen, for calling in the altar, amen, and asking us, have you seen my Jesus? I've lost him. Amen. But praise God, I want to find him again. And that's the way Mary and that's the way Joseph was. Amen. They had lost him, but they began to seek him. Amen. The bereavement of his presence. Amen. It's a strange thing. He was gone. But until they realized that he was gone, amen, that's when they got to worrying. Amen. I would to God that we at the Highway of Holiness would come to the same realization. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he'll be there. LL, make sure of it. Huh? Amen. Amen. But have you reached over to pat his head lately? I don't mean that in disrespect. Amen. Have you felt for him lately? God help us. Amen. You know where they found him? They found him in the temple. Amen. They found him back at the place of worship. Holy God of heaven.
Amen. They've come on now. Amen. They found him exactly where they left him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I got in the wholeness. You know, I got in the wholeness when I was 18 years old. Amen. I got in the wholeness movement when I was 18 years old. I'm glad I got in the wholeness ranks before they told me it was, amen, wrong to shout and disrupt service. Amen. Before they told me, amen, the altars ain't always open. When I got in, the altars were always open. And it was all right, always okay to obey the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I got in before they started preaching that junk. Amen. I'm glad I got in. Come on now. Amen. But they lost him. Amen. They found him exactly, amen, where they had left him. Amen. It wasn't he who had left. It was they who had left. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And I know the Calvinist preach, amen, that, amen, we can't lose him. But I'm telling you, Mary and Joseph lost him. Amen. They're the ones who left. He didn't leave them. They left him. Come on, help me now. Amen. If you're not living like you once lived, you have left him. Amen. If you don't worship like you once worshipped, you have left him. If you've thrown things out of your life and you've got gathered them back into yourself, it isn't he that has left you, but it's you that have left him. Will somebody shout amen? If I rebuild the things I once destroyed, I'll make myself a transgressor. They found him in the temple. Amen. He was asking questions. Amen. And the doctors and the lawyers were amazed, astonished. Amen. And his wisdom, amen, his maturity, I could add. They were amazed what he knew. Hallelujah. Amen. When they found him, amen, when they found him, glory to God. You reckon they rejoiced? You reckon they had a good time? Huh? You reckon they celebrated? Glory to God. Amen. It's so easy to lose him and not even know you've lost him, young person. Saint of God, it's so easy to lose him and not even know when's the last time you really felt him. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you can find him in a cornfield. I know you can get saved in the backseat of a car. I know that. Amen. But let me tell you, they found him in the temple, a place of worship. Amen. You got a place to come and worship. Have you lost your worship? Amen. You've probably lost your Savior. You've probably lost Christ. Amen. If you lost your worship, have you lost your zeal for the house of God? He ain't never left the house. Amen. It's us that lay out. It's us that put our other things before him. Put our jobs and put, holy God of heaven, are you hearing me? Amen. Put other things before the Lord. Amen. By the way, folks, amen, amen, the Highway of Holiness has church on Saturday night. Amen. It really does. Amen. Y'all have church on Saturday night. Sunday night ain't the only time the Highway of Holiness has church. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But we go to our jobs and we go on our way and we put other things before him. Amen. We leave him at the temple. Amen. Oh, won't you come on back? Amen. Won't you get a zeal? Amen. To be faithful again. Amen. Won't you let the church be your everything? And Christ, amen, be found again in your life. Would you stand to your feet all over the building tonight?